Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's Christina. Hello.
It's Joanna here.
And it's me, Buena.
And welcome to our next episode of Selflovegy. How are you today, guys?
I feel really excited because it's a weekend here where we tape. And for people who don't know, we tape this on weekends and we release it on weekdays. but I really like, I overslept today, so I'm like really, you know, I had a real good night's sleep, except that I went out last night, so I actually had a good day's sleep, so that's about it.
Yeah, and I'm jealous, like, so much. And you, Buena?
I'm good, I'm calm, I'm excited to film this, and yeah. How are you, Chris?
As for me, I mean, you guys know, but I've been a little sick this past week, so actually today I'm feeling pretty good. I hope it lasts.
We hope so.
This episode will be about conflicts and how to handle conflicts, some tips, some bad examples, some good examples, and anger management and anger issues.
So basically we are angry today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get into the mind
space. Scream.
Okay, so when was the last time when you were like really angry?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't get angry a lot. Maybe, like, I can't think of anything. When I was really... Oh, I remember. When they changed the accreditation on my university, and they literally made me have like one exam more before I get a diploma. So like, I think that was I was really angry, and I got like, even I got fever afterwards.
Okay, so we will talk about how did you handle it later. And you, Buena, what was your angry moment? I cannot imagine you angry, Buena, actually.
Really? Last time I was angry was 2 hours ago. because I'm studying this weekend and my sister interrupted me, and yeah, that was it. But it was fine, it passed.
I see we do have a lot of bad handling here.
Yeah. We'll talk about how I handled it.
Yeah.
Well, my situation was justified. I mean,
mine is not.
I thought I had like one exam and then I found out I have three. So.
Yeah, I would be pissed off, honestly. Yeah. The last time I was angry was also in the past week. For persons who are not usually angry,
we had a good week.
We had a good week. Yeah, that's how we decided to talk about this, actually. Well, no, for me, I mean, for most of the people who are listening, they know that recently we had elections in Serbia. And I had like real some expectations, you know, and things about that. So, I mean, I do realize the situation and everything, but on that specific day, I was like so excited, so happy. I went to Novi Sad to vote and things like that. And then in the afternoon, I was mad. I mean, I was so mad. The whole Monday for me, it was awful because I felt that I'm angry, you know, and there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, of course there is, but somehow it's not up to me and my life. So it's not something that I did or someone did specifically to me, you know, it's just the country situation. So yeah.
You could have drawn like things on the posters.
What do you mean posters?
I mean, like when you're angry, like, I mean, I'm not recommending this to like people who are listening to, but like, Why didn't you just like draw a mustache and like, you know,
stuff? Basically vandalize OCD, but okay.
Oh, you mean the poster of parties and like to make fun of them?
Yeah.
Actually, I have to do that now. Thank you. So, this has been a great advice.
Exactly.
The solve is to vandalize the city, right?
Yeah.
Great. Just checking.
Yeah. Actually, you know, sometimes when I'm like passing by some of the billboards and that those huge things with their faces, and I'm like, I aspire the day when I will come here with the tomatoes and I will just, you know, ruin them. I mean, I'm not that type of person, but I would do it.
I wouldn't do that to tomatoes.
Maybe something more strong, not a tomato.
Like egg.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Devil eggs.
Yeah.
So it will smelt it.
Yeah, but I have to find something, you know, original. Eggs and tomatoes, it's not gonna work for me. So I really like the idea of drawing masters and things like that. And now I have to think about how can I do that.
I have a friend.
Yeah, I now have to think about how to do that, but like without getting arrested. So we'll talk about this later. Thanks for advice.
If someone finds this tape. It wasn't a confession, just like to make that clear. I mean, if you're looking for something original, I have a friend. I mean, I think he's going to kill me, so I'm not saying who he is. Who was like once so angry that he made pancakes on someone's door. Like literally he brought eggs and he bought like flour. He bought milk and then he just like threw everything on the door, so we were joking that he made pancakes on the door. But it was like a funny story and how not to handle like anger.
Yeah, and I think that I would have to buy like a lot of eggs and flour in that case, you know, so many doors to visit.
Actually, the funny thing is, like, when he was on his way, I think, like, eggs broke, so he had to, like, angrily come back to the store and buy another one.
So I can just imagine him going angry to buy more eggs.
Yeah, that's my favorite story.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good story, honestly. Thank you for this. I know now that I handled this situation better. Buena, how did you handle your sister this morning?
I went back to studying, that's all. I didn't really handle it, but because I do not have time to deal with everything, but it's okay.
So I'm you ran? Now. From the conflict, I mean.
Flight or fight, I said flight.
Yeah, okay. And Christina, how did you handle your exam thingy?
Well, I solved it. First of all, I was like, shit, I have to solve this. And then I solved it. And I was so frustrated all the time. And then my best friend like called me and he was like, do you want to grab a cup of coffee? And I literally went to the other side of town because he had a break on his job. So like I literally traveled like an hour to be like half an hour, have like a coffee break with him. And then I traveled back. But I like that calmed me down. And we started making jokes and stuff. So like it really calmed me down. But I was so stressed in that moment that like later on that day I got a fever, so I don't know if I handled it like the best way.
For me, how I handled my anger and the stress over the election is because I plan to stay in my hometown for like a week and, you know, to go out with friends, visit family and things like that. But then I actually on Tuesday, because like my company has an office in Novi Sad, and then I went to Monday to the office, and usually when I'm there I feel like so great, and I don't know, you know, people and everything, because we work remotely, so when you actually see people, for me it's really nice. But I didn't feel that good, and after the shift I had to go to a coffee alone, you know, just to I don't know, deal with me. And the next day I decided I don't want to go to office, and I actually decided that I need to go home to Belgrade. I just felt that I should go home because I wasn't feeling that up for, you know, hanging out and things like that. So I mean, obviously not, this feeling did not follow me in entire week, but I really felt more, you know, comfortable to be in my own apartment, to, I don't know, do things with me, not to be forced to do things with people. So yeah, that's about it. So what I noticed here is that all of us felt stressed, actually. But that leads me to another question. Do we actually hide some of our real emotions when we are angry?
Yeah, I think anger. I think anger is the easiest to express because it doesn't feel as vulnerable as other emotions. For example, like we'll feel angry when we're hurt. We feel angry when we're stressed. We feel angry when we were disrespected and stuff like that. So I think it's easier sometimes to feel anger than to feel the real bottom emotion behind it.
Oh, well, I think that anger by itself, it can be emotion. Like, it doesn't have to mean that there is something else behind it. Of course, there is something that caused it, but I think the more important thing to focus on is what it leads to, because most of the time it can lead to aggression, and that's the, for me at least, more important part to how it proceeds afterwards, not so much as what it caused it. Of course, that's
important. But I think
too,
like,
but
to get over any emotion, you have to understand it, so you have to know what caused it. So I think the way of, like, resolving your, like, anger issue is by understanding why you're angry and, like, dealing with that. And not reacting simply out of anger.
Yeah, I agree too. But I noticed that I don't get angry usually about, you know, common stuff in my life. And when I feel some emotion that is, like, so powerful, I get angry. So sometimes it's because I'm hurt, but sometimes it's because I'm actually disappointed. Or, I mean, for myself, I'm a little bit of overachiever. So usually it's when I think that I maybe failed at something or I could do more, I get angry. Like, I get angry on myself because I thought that, you know, I had some expectations for myself.
Me right now.
Yeah, I understand.
Before you said you can't imagine me angry. I mean, to be honest, I don't really think in the past, I don't know, a long time, I haven't really been angry to the point where it's proceeded into something, because I've gotten good at managing my emotions in general, not every emotion, but most of them. And it doesn't always turn into anything more. It's just at the moment you accept it and that's it. What do you
think? And I think that it's like, we are usually angry when we are younger, in the beginning of our teenagers, and I think we all had that rebel phase when you just, you don't agree with things, you don't, somehow you don't agree with your environment, you're angry all the time. Maybe you were not angry, like, you know, aggressive towards people, but I noticed today, I can actually notice how each one of person that I know in my life, and including myself, how they went through that aggression phase. I mean, everyone had it, everyone had something different, and I guess it's just when you grow older, you learn not to be angry, obviously, about everything, and for like, to express to everyone that. But I think that when we are older, when we get angry, somehow I feel that it stays with us longer. Because it doesn't happen that much often. And then when you do get angry, you're like, oh, I cannot get out of this feeling. I have to jump out from these shoes. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for you. But for me, when I get angry now, when I think I can't call myself an adult, I even get stressed because I'm angry. I realize that I'm angry and I'm like, why am I angry? Why am I angry? So, yeah, I don't know. for me, it's the feeling of anger is longer when I'm now older.
I don't know. For me, it doesn't, like, it depends why am I angry and how much am I angry. Like, if I'm if I have like a legitimate reason to be angry, it like stays with me a little longer, and as well as if I don't solve the thing that I'm angry about, it stays with me longer. But I think I can get over like those emotions quite quickly.
And do you tend to get more angry with yourself? Like, maybe because something happened to you, for example, you mentioned exams or,
yeah,
you know, things like that? Or do you tend to get more angry with other people?
I kind of, well, both. Like, it depends on the situation, I guess. But, like, in the exam situation, I was angry at, like, the administration of my faculty. So I was like, why are they doing this to me? But sometimes, yeah, when sometimes I'm angry with myself, like if I've done something wrong, if I've handled something, if I didn't do something that I should have done, like stuff. Yeah, that kind of, it's harder to kind of forgive myself than to forgive others, I think, at least for me in my case.
Well, I don't know. I think I am not that angry at other people. Like, I tend to process all of the stuff that are happening around me in me. So I really cannot remember the last time I had been like, you know, I don't know. When I'm angry, I usually first blame myself and then the others. And that's not the best, but
yeah, yeah. I understand.
What about you?
Yeah, for me, I think I usually, when I get angry, usually it's because of me. As I said, like, if I haven't done something that I wanted to, and I actually feel stressed about it, and then after angry because, you know, I wanted to do something, or I thought that I can something, and then I realize that maybe I don't have that much time, or, you know. But with people, I try to not be angry. For example, you know, if I expect something from someone and maybe I can get disappointed, but I'm usually never angry. I'm just like, you know, I would not blame themselves, but I don't have a problem with accountability because I will go straight and ask, like, what's up with this? Why haven't this been done? Maybe a little bitchy, but okay. And things like that. But I don't get angry. I mean, somehow I think that people think that I may get angry on them if they don't do something. But I actually do not. Because for me, if someone hasn't done something that I expected, it's okay. I'll just do it instead of them. That's the type of person that I am. Mm-hmm. So I don't get angry. I'm just like, I like the feeling where I know that I can count on people. And when someone like shows me that I cannot count on them too many times, in that way I don't get angry. I just like give up from, you know, expecting things from those people. So And I'm really fine with that. Usually when I get angry, it's always on myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's bitchy what you said. It's just assertiveness. Like, it doesn't have to mean, you know.
Sorry,
but,
is this your call out that I should practice assertivity?
Yeah, because what you said about, like, if they didn't do it, it's fine, I will do it. Like, don't do that to yourself. I've done that before. It's not, you shouldn't be the one that's always lighting out other people's fires. Like, leave them be, they'll learn their lesson, and you can rearrange the whole situations after everything has happened.
Okay, so
just reflect on what happened and see what you can improve for next time.
Yeah.
Don't burn yourself out for other people.
Yeah, that's a nice approach. I mean, I have one good example of that, actually. On my work, I made a situation, I mean, I made a mistake because I work with clients, and the mistake was like 150% on my side, you know, and I got scared, of course, because at this moment I'm a senior agent, so I should know, and I made a mistake that honestly every newbie would follow. And I got so scared. I mean, I don't have like some formal relationship with my team leaders, but somehow I felt like I failed them, and I of course got angry about it, not on them, I mean on myself. And it really amazed me how they approached me, because in not even single one time they didn't ask like, why did you do that, or do you know what this costs for us, or things like that, because it was the situation, it was about refunds and things like that. And they just asked me like, do you know what's the issue, like do you know how you should handle this in the future, what can we improve, do you maybe know why this occurred, like why this happened. And actually, conclusion that we realized is that sometimes when you're a senior agent, you forget the most basic things, because you always focus on those most important, you know, you always look for heavy things, and you know. But actually, I just oversaw the most basic thing. So it was my fault, but I didn't feel blamed. And of course, it didn't affect like my status, or you know, just like my personal feeling of myself. So when I had the talk with them, I felt actually relieved, because I needed to hear also from them like a confirmation that I didn't fail. And I was just amazed by how they handled that situation. Mm-hmm. For me, it really gave me something to actually realize how I should also react to other people when someone didn't do something that I thought they could or should do, you know. Okay, and when we talk about conflicts in relationships, for example, if you're angry on yourself, do you sometimes see that your anger actually affects your relationships, and sometimes conflicts came up just because, you know, we feel stressed and things like that? So
for sure.
So what do you do in that situation? Yeah. Like, how do you handle it?
Well, I usually like tell people like, I'm really not in the mood today, or like, I don't want to talk now. Like, we can talk later. I'm really angry, I'm really stressed, or whatever the problem is. And I remove myself from the situations. And I started doing that like, I don't know, like maybe a year ago. It wasn't always like that. I mean, the closer the relationship to someone is, the most they like suffer our mood swings and, you know, our inner feelings, because we are more comfortable with them and like with showing our emotions. So I didn't want my close people to kind of suffer when I get angry and stuff. So I, like now, I try to actually like say what's on my mind and communicate and say like, I've had like a really tough day, could you just like leave me alone, we'll talk later. And then I come back like and talk to them like nothing happened. So that's how I handle it now, but it wasn't the way I've handled it like the most of my life. For example, with my parents usually, like, and like really close friends and partners, like they see all the frustrations that you try to keep in like hidden from other people. So I think that's
so they leave your frustration.
But I like, those are the people that mean most to me, and I don't want to do that to those people. So I try to kind of count to 10, remove myself from the situation, and like be alone if I have to, and just like get over it, whatever it is. And how about you?
Well, I think kind of the same, but I usually just distance myself for, even like, it depends of course on the level of anger that happened. If it's like something, you know, short, quick, I just need like a minute to myself. But if it's longer, then for a longer period of time. And yeah, I usually also tell people what I'm feeling, if I can, of course. If not, then I just kind of, you know, distance myself until I'm calm again. But I think that my general mood is always being calm, so I don't think a lot of people notice, and I just, you know, it passes.
Yeah, that's why my impression is that you're not angry. Yeah, for me it's a little bit different because I'm more of a social person, and when I feel, sometimes I actually don't even realize that I feel angry until I spend time with someone. And as you mentioned, like the closest people to us, they are those who, you know, face those times. And for example, I can be alone whole day long, and I see someone in the evening, or usually it's with my partner, you know, where I feel comfortable, and then I see anger. Like, I mean, it's present. And what I'm doing now is I firstly apologize. For example, if I maybe said something that's a bit, you know, I mean, I never insulted anyone or things like that, but I just, you know, you feel the tension from the person. Yeah. And I recognize it. I say I'm sorry that I said this or that in that specific way. So, you know, I take it and I point out what I did wrong to them. Because I'm usually with people when I notice that I'm stressed, and I apologize, and I straight away start to think, why am I feeling this? And then I maybe even talk about them with that, because it's easier for me to process things that when I speak about them. And sometimes it actually helps, because I will say, you know, oh, sorry, this actually got me feeling like that. So now I feel over stressed or sad or whatever. And then I can hear something from their side. They will say maybe just, oh, it's okay, you know, it happens. I think I need to hear that like a lot of times in order to believe it. So I actually sometimes don't even notice that I'm angry until I'm with someone. But I managed to do that. Like, I didn't have a situation where I hurt someone because I was angry. I didn't have something like that. And also I try to point out that this is not, like, they're not the reason that I'm feeling like this, and I'm maybe not taking out on them. But as I said, for me it's easier to notice how I feel when I speak about it. And then, of course, you know, when you're alone, you're not speaking to yourself, at least me. So when I speak with them, only then I notice the anger and can resolve it. Okay, when we talk about reactions, what do you say about Will Smith's reaction to Oscars?
I couldn't wait for someone to bring this up. Okay, like, I waited.
Well, so for people who don't know, I mean, I guess everyone knows by now, internet is a miracle. But,
there have been like 1,000 memes. For a second,
I actually have to ask firstly, for people who don't know, if they're such, so Will Smith slapped the host in the stage of, like, in public. We will leave a video. Kidding, we will not. But I actually thought, like, Will Smith, for me, like, entire my life, I thought he's, you know, just some chill, cool guy.
And he was really, like, really spiritual and stuff. So I thought, like, that he was the most collected guy in,
like, role model.
Yeah. And I still, like, I don't think this action defines him, but I don't think he handled himself very well. The slap was about, I think the host, Chris Rock, made a joke about his wife that, I mean, in my opinion, I don't think it was that offensive. I mean, I understand that she has, like, that it might be a touchy subject for her, but, like, should we, like, slap everyone that we don't agree with or that makes some hurtful comments? Like, people make hurtful comments all the time. Like, should we get into the fight with every single one of them? Like, if someone says something we don't like, I'm not saying his joke was not, like, I wouldn't make the same joke, obviously. But I don't think it's that, like, serious to make someone just, like, walk on the stage and hit other person.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I actually don't follow Oscars, like, at all. And I heard this year was, like, all about those type of comments, and I actually realized that the point of that event was not to give only awards, but somehow I feel that they, like the hosts, they're trying to be funny by making jokes about all of them. Mm-hmm. But I realized that, I mean, in that moment, he probably touched a subject that he shouldn't. And the thing that I actually thought about it, I mean, how I thought that it usually goes, that every single one of them, like famous person in the public, they like receive, you know, something in advance just so they are prepared for the joke. And I mean, it would be really nice for them to say, oh, I'm really not comfortable with you saying that, or... I mean, I thought that was the process, actually, you know, but I see now that it's not. I mean, obviously, that reaction would never come up if Will Smith or his wife knew about the comment, because they can say it in, like, please don't joke about this. It's really hard for us. It's really hard for me, whatever. And I don't justify his reaction, although I understand that probably, you know, he's every day with his wife. He knows how she feels about it and probably how hard was it for her or whatever. But in that specific moment, I just couldn't realize how does a slap to the person who said that comment, how does that make his wife better or himself? That's what I didn't realize, because for me, it would be like a statement and we will all be like, well done, Will, you know, if he just called out the host and said something like serious. For me, that would leave a giant effect.
Yeah.
And also raise awareness about not joking about someone's health and things like that.
Yeah, I think like the correct way he could have handled this was to just like maybe go on scene and just tell Chris Rock that was really disrespectful. Like explain and kind of maybe even like shame him for making a joke because of someone's like condition. But I don't think like that hitting and like fighting is an answer. And mind you, he's a grown ass man who was on an award show and he came on scene and like hit someone. So I don't think that should like ever have crossed his mind.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I also think we should discuss the fact that when you watch the video, when Chris Rock makes the joke, Will first of all laughs and then he looks at Jada and then he gets up angry. What do you think, like, first of all, what do you think, was it a PR stunt? Because a lot of people are discussing that. But also, let's discuss the part about this, like, toxic masculinity thing, because at first he laughs, and then he's like, oh, I have to protect my wife, and then, like, all of this, like, imagination, and then he gets up and slaps him, and it's like this point of, oh, look how powerful I am.
Yeah, funny thing. Yeah, I also heard that people in the audience, they thought it was like planned, and no one.
Yeah, everybody's
and for
like.
For me, even more shocking that no one react to the host. You know, and I think host handled it pretty, like really well. He stayed calm, and you know, he was just like continuing his show and act. And I mean, probably maybe he didn't even write the jokes. You know, and that's also another thing that I wanted to discuss. Sometimes I see that when we are angry, we take it out on the person, you know, not perhaps any person, but in this specific moment, maybe the host didn't even write the joke. And that's the same situation when you have some issue with, I don't know, your internet provider and you call their customer support and you take it out on that person. I mean, that person did not want to fuck you over. They're actually there for you to listen to you, and you should be like, thank you for taking your time to resolve this for me, and not like, what have you done with my internet? So I think that we can also comment on that, as you said, toxic masculinity there. I also noticed that he laughed, and I didn't understand
It was like a really, yeah, it's like a really rough transition from like laughing to
yeah. If he didn't laugh, I would maybe even think that he got hurt, like him personally, you know. But then he didn't get hurt. His wife got hurt, and he was just like, "I have to be the alpha."
He had to show it to the streets to put his Chris Rock into his place.
Okay, so what would you do if you were Will Smith in that situation?
I don't think I would have done anything in that moment. I may like have commented on it afterwards, like in the newspaper or whatever, or on whatever platform. That was not okay. Maybe I would have even like gotten to the stage and like told him personally and put him in his place, like using my words, the same thing he used to hurt me, not like to physically go, like someone says a word and then you go and like fist him or like slap him. But also, like, if I was in his situation, like he laughed obviously in the beginning, so I don't know if he should have like after that done anything except like later on made a comment on it, because like they have cameras there, like they catch everything.
Really?
They catch like every single thing that someone does, so like he shouldn't have. But I don't think he was like even thinking rationally at that moment. I don't know if he was even thinking. I mean, it's really strange to say, but like, I don't know if it's really, if he was really thinking. He didn't think it through for sure. I mean, he got a ban. He can't attend Oscars for like 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and he even cried about it.
I don't know if I was Will Smith for a day.
I would not slap the host. think of how many things you can do if you're a Will Smith for a day.
Yeah, first of all, I would hang out with my daughter.
Yeah.
Then
and you would not choose violence that day.
But yeah, probably the same thing. I think obviously the situation could have been handled a lot better, but even when I saw it at first, I was like, oh, that's like a PR stunt, like whatever. But even if it was a PR stunt, still it promotes violence. It's not a good PR stunt, so it's like whatever. But yeah, I mean, I agree with what Christina said, and even like not fighting but reacting the same way, or like saying something that they're not comfortable with, that joke or something like
that.
Yeah,
I would definitely call out him. I mean, in case I didn't know about that earlier, I would not laugh, especially if it's up to my partner and I know that they've been struggling with that. I would just call out, and I think I would allow my partner to react, not me firstly, because in that case I would make it all about me, as he did actually, and now like no one's even talking about those jokes, like are they offensive or not. I mean, for me personally, I don't get the point of making famous persons uncomfortable at all, but I think I would just if I felt a need to be like to be vocal and to do something, I would definitely choose words, and I would just call out, you know, for raising awareness about those type of things, and that those type of jokes are not acceptable and should not be acceptable in our societies.
So what are your guys' tips on how to handle yourself when you're angry? Like, do you have any?
Yeah, I do. I for example, like I try to come up with the ways how to deal with anger, like of course in the long run, as I said, like talking makes me like realize what's actually what's the matter with me, you know. But I think that more important things, at least for me, is that how do I deal with that in that particular moment, even if I'm alone or with other person. So the thing that I like to do is when I feel a little bit overstressed, I have a meditation app on my phone. It's called Balance, and it's a really nice app. It has like a short meditations, like 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, and you can choose which type of emotions are you dealing with. I mean, it even has like, I don't know, a sleep plan or things like that. But I actually like I type in frustration or whatever, and they're usually breathing exercises. And if I don't have that much time, I usually just I have like a breathing exercise on my smartwatch, and it's the best like breathing exercise. It's only 1 minute, and it's like 4 breaths. Like you for 4 seconds you are inhaling, and for 7 seconds you're exhaling, and hell of a that calms me down.
Well, I have a question. When you're like really, really angry, how can you sit down and do a breathing exercise? Because yeah, usually I can like do a meditation or something, but I usually have to be at least a little bit calm. Because if I'm like really, really angry, then hell no, I cannot do a breathing
She's probably
exercise right
breathing
now.
really, really loudly. Like
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not like that type of angry at all, and it's usually the feeling that follows me, you know, for at least an hour, and at some point I'm like I have to deal with this. For example, the other day I felt like a little bit stressed, not angry, but you know, stressed, frustrated. And I was waiting for a bus, so I was in the main road in Belgrade, and cars around me, noise, everything. But I just did a breathing exercise anyway, because when I do it from my smartwatch, it vibrates when you need to exhale and vibrate when you need to inhale. So like it counts the seconds for you, and it's only 1 minute, and I really had time for that, you know, while waiting for the bus. So I mean, I was frustrated because I had to wait for the bus because he wasn't coming at the expected time. So yeah.
Mine first is to. I know it is really hard when you're angry, but just like calm down for a second and like count to 10. And be like, if you get to 10, you're like a master because it's really hard, like when you're really angry. And it basically depends on the situation, but try to remember that those feelings are temporary and not to make some long-term damage for the feeling that is temporary. So either just like walk off or say to like whatever, if it's a person, like say that it hurts you and try to communicate. If it's a situation, like you can always do like some exercise. I think that helps, but like some really stuff like boxing where you need, I mean, that helps me a lot to kind of like imagine the thing that I'm angry about like in that bag and just to hit it as hard as I can. So
I'm not sure that's good handling.
and then we
Well, it's not the person.
and then we judge Will Smith for being
Well, I'm
violent.
hitting like a dead bag, like, and he's
No,
hitting
I'm
people,
joking.
so
Yeah,
I think
of
I'm
course.
handling it better than him. He should have gone home and like exercise.
Yeah, but I actually I support to like get out your anger in the gym, but I don't support when people hit things. I saw it so many times, you know, when someone just
Oh,
breaks a door or things like that, because that's not taking out your anger. That's literally scaring shit out of people,
yeah. And
and
damaging,
you know,
like.
you're making some weird energy, and you even feel more stressed afterwards because now that anger is out there and everyone saw it.
Also, a walk. Like, I need to just be active in that moment because I have so much adrenaline that I can't like stand still as like to do a breathing exercise. Maybe I can do it afterwards, but like in that moment, I just have to get myself out of the situation or like walk. Like gym is great also, but like you can do it like if something pisses you off and then you are like, I'm going to the gym now. Like that's not how it works, but like if you're feeling angry like for longer periods, like that could be also a solution. And what I think like the most helpful is I really like venting to my like friends, therapists, you know, just like asking for opinion and like possibly communicating with the other person. But like sometimes you just need to get it out of your system. So to communicate, basically.
Yeah, I agree actually with the last two things, because I'm usually not, I mean, I'm not really a violent person, or like, even when I get angry, I mostly just deal with it, like, I don't know, fastly. I usually spend time a little bit alone, and what you said about the walk, like, that usually really helps me. It doesn't have to be a walk, but I just have to be with myself for a few moments, like, especially if it's sunny outside, that will change my mood instantly. But also what you said about venting, I also do that with any other emotion, if it's like, you know, you're sad about something happening. But I also make sure to ask the other person that I'm venting to if they have the space for me to vent to them, because it's not really, you know, it is a lot of information to have on your mind, and I don't want to put it out on somebody
else's.
Yeah,
but like with therapists, you can like, you don't have to like.
Yeah, no, I was talking about friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that people like to vent to their friends, but for me personally, for example, I don't have that venting period, and people tell me that I should do it and I should talk more about the things that are, you know, whatever's wrong with me. But I really appreciate what you said. I noticed that a lot of people like to vent to me, possible because I'm like usually the calmest one, and sometimes I don't feel that comfortable with that, because not that they will ruin my mood, you know, but sometimes I'm just like, okay, I'm here for you, but you know, understand that it's not all about you. I don't know. And I actually don't get that much feeling that people are actually thinking about that. So maybe one tip for our listeners, keep in mind that from the other side of your friend is also a person with their struggles and things, so you know. I also wanted to comment on that, what you said, Christina, you like to be active, and I just realized that when I'm like, I feel a little bit stressed or angry, I really like to clean things like my apartment. For example, if I've been stressed or angry for a couple of days, then I make a plan for one afternoon or weekend to, you know, clean something or just like redecorate, you know. I mean, there's always something that I wanted to do, didn't have the time. So for me, that's actually, I just realized that I've been doing it, and I haven't thought about it at all until you mentioned.
You're welcome.
Self-reflection.
Yeah, thank you. Now I realize my you know, coping mechanisms at this point. You know what I also enjoy? Walks during summer, of course, but like next to the water.
Oh yeah.
Somehow water for me really calms me down, and that's the one thing that I miss about some of my previous apartments, because it was close to the Danube River and close to the walking quay. And I miss those times, because, you know, I can get out of my apartment literally 5 minutes, not even less than 5 minutes walk, and I'm next to the water. So for now I don't have that option, but I enjoy being on like whatever is water, lake, whatever.
Yeah, water is very calming. Like when I'm next to the water, I can just like sit and look at it, and I would not have like a single thought. It would be like a meditation par excellence.
Yeah, you know, another tip that I have, because sometimes, you know, when you're frustrated in the city, and I mean, I don't know for all of the cities, but in Belgrade there's a fountain like literally in every street, but like there are a lot of them, and I just find myself, if I'm close to somewhere, or if I see a fountain and I'm stressed or angry, I sit there for a couple of minutes, you know, 10 minutes, and just look at the flow, and it really calms me. One time it calmed me so much that that's my biggest tip, actually.
So if you see Yavanna next to the fountain, don't mess with her.
yeah, you can just join, but yeah. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, another thing that I just remembered that really helps me is kind of separating things in, like, and realizing what is in my control and what isn't, because usually most of the things, like, that I get frustrated about are things that are not in my control. And when I get, like, more angry and like more emotions of stress and anger, it's usually about the things that are in my control. And then it's just taking a step back and looking at the whole situation and realizing what you can do and what you can't, and realizing that at the end of the day it will be okay. Like, looking at the big picture.
Do you write it down, Bayana?
Depends. Sometimes, but I don't know. I haven't been that angry in a long time. But yeah, I think I used to. Now I can just do it in my head.
Yeah, that's really nice. I sometimes when I got a feeling that I'm overstressed, so maybe this is not only for anger, but more for stress actually. And I feel like I'm worrying too much. I like to make three columns, and one column is how am I feeling, and like, what is it that is stressing me out, you know, what causes. I like to make it like as physically as possible, you know. I try to point out which of my emotions are tied for which of events or acts or in my life. And then second column is what is the reality. Like, for example, if I worry too much about something, the second column is what is the reality. Like, the reality is that this will not happen, this will happen, and things like that. And the third column is how should I feel when some of those things are achieved, and what I can do for me at this moment. And the tip I actually heard about that as well is to think, when you're stressed or angry, think what you can do nice for yourself in that specific moment. For example, mm-hmm. Do you want to take a coffee? Do you want to go to your favorite place to, I don't know, grab a burger? Or do something nice for yourself that you usually don't, like, do every day. Something extraordinary that you really like.
Yeah, I agree. And that's a really good tip. And, like, psychologically, like, I think my therapist told me the same thing. Like, reality, how I'm feeling, and then you can put your thoughts into the perspective. And I also think that it's important to just know that you cannot control absolutely everything, and to just accept the circumstances that you're handled sometimes, and to see what's the best thing that you can do from there. Like, what's the best next step that you can take to resolve it, or just accept it as it is and just see what can you do to make it better.
Yeah, I really liked the things you shared. I will try the one Yavanna said with the three columns, and I will let you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think, yeah. Also, I think when about talking with people, I'm not that much of a person who verbally needs support. I really love hugging people, and that really helps me when I'm stressed. Like, I don't know if and what you were talking about with, like, the customer support before. Because I work in, like, a call center, it can be stressful and people get angry. I don't usually get angry, but I noticed that I hug a lot of people, and, like, if anybody from the office is listening, they will confirm it for sure, because they call me the hugsy of the office. But, like, I realized that really helps me a lot when I have, like, human contact with people.
That's really nice.
Corona was a nice time for me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for sharing your tips, girls. And I hope some of this that you haven't tried out, you will try out. And also to our listeners, I hope that these steps that we mentioned are going to help you in the future when you feel angry, stressed, frustrated, or whatever in that specific moment. Do you maybe want to have a say for the end? Do you have some message?
Oh, now too much pressure on us.
Mine is like always, you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, that's really you.
Mm. Oh, yeah, actually, I have one. I used to have this quote on my, it used to be my password, so I used to repeat it all
change
the time.
It
was,
after
no, it's changed. It has changed, don't worry. It was the quote, this too shall pass, which I love that quote because it reminds you to be like, even the happy moments are passing and the bad, so it's just enjoying where you're at the moment.
I like
it. I mean, that's how I perceive
very much.
It.
Yeah.
Because it helps you when you're angry, you're like, okay, it will pass. But when you're happy, it makes you grateful for being where
you're
at the
moment. Something similar that I wanted to say, that when you feel angry, it's okay. That's, as you, Bojana mentioned in the beginning, that's an emotion and you will deal with it. It will pass and nice moments will come afterwards. So yeah, if you're angry, you know that it will pass and don't stress too much about it. Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. And that's from Selfologist for now.
Until the next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.